Day three, US 99 Lake Shake backstage with Drew Walker. It is not going to rain today. And Mitchell Tenpenny, no. There is water around your shoes.
There is water around the shoes, but it's fine. I think that's the last rain we're going to get all day, and it's going to be great.
And if you notice on camera, you can't see it on audio, but Mitchell is repping the coolest green shade of this hat that has a Chicago connection.
Oh, yeah. We got Jordan all over the place. Got Jordan shoes on, Jordan hat. I always represent my Jordan.
You feel good,
Michael Jordan,
right?
By the way.
Happy, healthy?
I'm happy. I'm healthy. This is I've been looking forward to this festival literally since last year. We were on the Next to Nashville stage. That's the first time we heard people singing back our lyrics. And so ever since that moment, it kind of got it all started for us.
Yeah.
And after that, the ball started rolling. We were lucky and blessed enough that radio gave us the number one song on that. And it kind of, I never always equate everything to that moment at Lake Shake. And so I've been looking forward to this all year. When I heard that we get to play the main stage this year, that's also just another pinch me thing, and here we are. So come on, Rain, quit it. We're gonna have fun.
Very few artists that we get spoiled with so much, and I love that word because we are getting to see you three times in the same year. Last year for Next to Nashville, you were one of our headliners for Country Class of 2019, and now you're back for Lake Shake.
I'm serious when I say it. I'm not just saying it because we're here. Chicago's our favorite city. They've shown the most love to us, and we'll do anything for this city. We love coming here. Whenever we see it on the calendar, it just kind of sparks a lot of emotion. And you get tired on the road. You do. You travel all the time. But every time you see Chicago, it just kind of wakes you up. It gets you through it. You know what I'm saying?
You're living the life of a superstar, and we love your music, and you travel so much. But when we see you on social media for a country class, you came in and your record person is picking you up, and just by the grace of God, during Drew Walker's show, Mitchell Tenpenny's song is playing when you get in the car. You're like, hey!
It's one of those cool moments again. You get in the car and it's like, come on, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
God moments, radio. Thank you guys so much.
Things we want to know about Mitchell Tenpenny. Who told you this year? They came up and introduced themselves, and they said, I'm a fan of you and your music. And internally, you said, are you kidding me?
I mean, that's any person that says they're a fan of my music. I'm serious. It still blows me away that something you could write affects somebody that way. Mm-hmm. But funny,
music is the fabric of our lives.
Most recently at the CMT Awards, Hulk Hogan's daughter came up and said that. And I was like, because I'd spotted her, because I'd seen her on TV, and I'm a huge wrestling fan from Hogan's all over. And I was telling my girlfriend who was on the car, I was like, that's Brooke Hogan over there. And I'm doing an interview. I turn around and Brooke's like, oh my gosh, can we please take a picture? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I was going to ask you. Can we take a picture?
Right?
Same thing. And Taylor Lautner from I'm drawing a blank on the movies, The Twilight.
Yeah.
All that stuff. He's same thing at one of the festivals. And I'm just like, we never see actors as musicians. We always see musicians.
Right.
People on TV, we don't really see a lot. So I'm always so fangirling over people on TV. And when they came up and said that, it was just such a, what's going on here? I didn't even know my music made it out to y'all in that realm.
So. Did it bother Taylor when you met him that your muscles were bigger than his?
I'm definitely, it's not muscles, man. This is a lot of beer and chicken wings. No, he was the nicest dude in the world. He's not the character he plays on Twilight.
Right.
And it was just really cool. It was a really humbling experience when someone like that who, is this massive superstar says, hey, man, I really dig your song. It was really cool.
Who is the best live show, the best live concert that you've had the opportunity to see in the last year, in the last 5 years, that is not you?
Man, Thomas Rhett last night honestly blew me away. His production. We did a festival.
Where were you last night?
Missouri somewhere.
Okay.
I don't even remember. But somewhere in Missouri. And
shout out Missouri!
Yeah. And his whole production, it was crazy. I was like, I don't know, just everything, how quick it was. He shoots up from the ground in this tunnel. And it's, I don't know, it was really cool. And obviously I love Thomas, but I hadn't seen it all before. And it was really neat.
Thomas told us one time he got the inspiration for shooting up from Kenny Chesney when
he'd been
on that tour. He had been out on the road with Kenny when the lift got stuck and his foot got crushed, and the show goes on.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
that's
you're
a performer.
You're like, I can't be sorry guys, I'm hurt. You just be like, hey, it's first song, here we go.
Well, I went and looked at it, after they set it all up, and I was like, there's not a lot of room here. I would have to definitely go do some sit-ups to make that an every night thing for me, myself.
Yeah.
Because you could die. It just missed. He's standing in there all squeezed up.
You're
gotta get through.
Do you have your cell phone on you?
I do have my cell phone on me.
Your favorite photo from your camera roll in the last week?
Ooh, let's see.
Because everybody takes a lot of photos, dirty photos.
Crazy.
So in your
some
camera
are very
roll,
inappropriate memes.
Or you know what? Even your favorite photo from your camera roll from this weekend.
Right here, man. It's a video of Granger Smith singing one of my songs I wrote, they were there. But more importantly, why that is because of what he just went through with his family. That's his first show back. Granger's one of my best friends, and I wouldn't be here without him. He gave me my first shot.
Well.
He's here tonight. And that was his first show back, and I was standing backstage with his wife, his two daughters, and his brother, and watching him perform to another crowd and doing what he loves to do while the crowd is full of yee-yee and River shirts. Mm-hmm. And it was just – and there's this little girl. You can see it in the picture. There's this little girl singing every word right there in the front row. And I'm like, look at that girl. Like, that's what it's all about. And everybody showed up, and it was just an emotional moment. That's, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just thinking about it. It's just crazy.
No.
But just looking back on that, that was, that family didn't deserve that. But the way they've accepted it and done it and taken care of it, it's just inspiring as all. And to see that picture, and I took a video just because it was cool. It was just a special moment.
And there's nothing you can say in that moment other than, it's the unspeakable.
Yeah.
It's the unthinkable. We love you and we support you and we care about you. And that's it.
And that's the only text I sent, man. I mean, I have nothing to say. I love you, whatever you need. And I waited, let him do his thing with his family. And then we caught back up on the show and had a good little hug and cry, a tear. And then, life goes on. You support. And they've taken an amazing perspective on it. And again, so inspiring. Let you know that none of these days are given. And anyway, sorry, I don't want to hammer on it.
That's Granger's story, not mine.
That's his story, not mine. But that is the last photo. That was 2 days ago. We played that show, and it just kind of hit me.
Super cool. All right, so last question. US 99 Lake Shake. Jenga. You're going to pull whatever you want. Philosophy, you're the second person today. They all have questions on them. Nothing crazy.
Is it they all have questions?
They all have questions. So you all. It is a little topsy-turvy here. All right, so what's the question?
Love, marry, kill. Pizza, Chicago-style hot dog, tacos.
This is a hard one. And especially because Mitchell has told us in the last 5 minutes, you love Chicago. You get this, right?
No, see, that's the one thing I don't get because I wasn't born and raised here. I'm going to go tacos, love, pizza, Mary, and the guys don't hate me, but I'm going to kill Chicago hot dogs.
Whoa!
I'm not a hot dog guy anyway. It has nothing to do with Chicago, and I don't want to lie to you. So
no.
But Chicago pizza, if that was up there, that would be my Mary right there.
Are you thin crust or deep dish?
It depends on where I'm at. I like them both.
I like them both. I love them both.
Yeah,
you can get, not sorry for saying it, you can get bad at deep dish pizza sometimes.
Oh, yeah. We tried some in New York not too long ago, and it was like, what is this, man? This is the worst thing ever. Just eating tomato sauce.
Mitchell Tenpenny on our US 99 Lake Shake stage tonight. Alcohol you later. You know we love you in Chicago. We're a super fan, and we're just glad you're here.
Man, thank you for all the support. Love you guys so much. I'm excited.